The city council recently approved an ordinance to the city's downtown arts overlay district that allows for more mixed use. The zoning ordinance now allows for the manufacturing and distribution of food and beverages, including baking and brewing, along with cheese and winemaking. City planner CJ Haas says this opens the door for micro food and beverage businesses popping up in other downtown areas.
There was interest in what it would take to open a brewery downtown, and I know on two occasions those inquiries came in, and really the answer was more of a brewery and not a brew pub, which is, you know, when you have a restaurant and you're also brewing beer in the same location. But for a brewery, it just wouldn't be allowed. So we started thinking, well, you know, are there some other things that we're missing here?
Haas says the city will be reaching out to two breweries that have expressed interest in opening in Pittsfield now that the ordinance allows for it. Paul Massiaro is the co-owner of Baba Louie's Pizza, which has one of its locations in downtown Pittsfield. He applied for a building permit for a gluten-free bakery right next to his restaurant, but it was denied because that type of building use wasn't allowed before the amendment. Massiaro hopes to move forward with the bakery, which he says could employ 5 people, marketing the gluten-free products to local supermarkets and other businesses.
I think it would attract a lot of businesses that want to be in the downtown area, but couldn't before because of the ordinance, and I think it'll bring in a lot of business.
The ordinance also clarifies language on what types of planning triggers a special permit from the city. A permit is required for new building construction of more than 5,000 square feet, redevelopment of land, and any building redevelopment of more than 5,000 square feet. But the amendment eliminates the need for a permit for regular maintenance, like a new roof or flooring. Haas says this removes an additional hoop business owners have to jump through.
There could be a difference between, a significant gutting of a whole building and starting from scratch, or just simply putting in new windows or a new roof. So we wanted to make sure that there was a distinction and that we were not trying to capture projects that really had to do with maintenance.
The Arts District was formed in 2006 to create a vibrant and active downtown while maintaining the historical integrity of the area's architecture. Haas says the amendments allow for just that.
If someone wants to take on adaptively reusing a building for a brewery or bakery or whatever it might be, you know, that from a zoning perspective, that won't hold them back.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.